ahead and lay down. I don't anticipate that. But I think that's going to be a good game.
Cass City's first victory over Vassar in 8 tries. The last time Cass City beat Vassar, well, you have to go back February 28th, 2013, when it was 33-32. So yet another low-scoring affair here, as 48-38 is the final here tonight for Cass City.
I'm going to have to start factoring that in on the predictions to do the history.
I wasn't even going to bring it up.
That's okay. This is going to be one of those years for me, too.
Clearly.
It's clearly a character-building year for
everyone.
For everyone. This, yeah.
So the standings with the crystal ball forecast is Las Vegas 1, John Mooney 1, Clark Ramsey 6.
Hey, if I can just this year, I got one more chance. If I can beat Las Vegas, I'm happy. Call it 21.
Yeah, there you go. And you take a look at their averages here. So Vassar came into this ball game averaging 39 points a game. They scored 38, and they're averaging on defense 53. They allowed 48. For Cass City, they entered tonight on average scoring 45. They scored 48, and they averaged on defense 53. And they only allowed 38. Now, Johnny, remember I said in the pregame, when Cass City wins at home, it was by 14 points. Tonight it was 10.
Well, you know.
So some things are consistent at least.
They did have a shot at it anyways. But in any event, what Cass City accomplished tonight was that they are no longer in a possibility of hitting the cellar in the Greater Thumb Conference West. Vassar is going to go ahead and sit on that for a year, and hopefully that motivates them.
So, John Mooney, final thoughts from tonight.
It was one of those kind of games. It wasn't the prettiest thing in the world. It wasn't exactly a crowd pleaser, but I'll tell you what, those kids for Cass City in the locker room right now, they're happy with it, and that's really all that matters.
And, John Mooney, let's see, our next broadcast, since it is Tuesday, Thursday next week, and we would try and get a little break before the district play begins. So we're actually broadcasting on Tuesday, Deckerville at Ubley. Take us through that one.
Well, that's going to be an interesting game because Ubley and Deckerville, if they didn't open up the season, it was like maybe the second game of the season. I can't really recall, but Ubley went to Deckerville, and they got spanked. And that's not something that I'm sure Ubley really cares for. Deckerville's got a good team. I saw them at least 2 or 3 times this year. And they've got good balance, good inside, good outside, smart. It's really a bona fide contender in the NCTL. If I'm not mistaken, I think they might be a game behind Dryden. But here's the tale of the tape. Does Ubley want to lose to Deckerville twice in one season? I don't think so.
I highly doubt that.
And especially on their floor, because I really anticipate a hard-fought contest in that game next Tuesday. It should be a dandy.
Well, tonight's broadcast was brought to you by Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Moore Shoreline, Chevrolet, and Buick dealer in Sebring, Kohler Propane, Farm Bureau Insurance Agents of Huron County, DS Services of Cass City, the Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Reggie Ignash in Cass City, Farmers Co-op Grain Company of Kindy, Elkton, and Cass City, Joey Krieger of Kelly & Company Realty, Countryside Transportation, and Stacks Market of Owendale, like a little truck stop without the showers. So on behalf of John Mooney, in-game analysis, I'm Clark Ramsey, producer of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast despite the rhythm or whatever we had of it. Cass City comes out with a 10-point victory, 48-38 over the Vassar Vulcans, snapping a 5-game losing streak for Cass City now to improve to 7-12 overall. Vassar now has lost 8 in a row as they reach the final week of the regular season. So on behalf of John Mooney, I'm Clark Ramsey. We'll see you on Tuesday as Deckerville heads to Ubley to wrap up the regular season on your hardwood home for high school hoops, the WLEW Sports Network, live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com.